and Jim.
Woody and Jim.
Welcome to the Woody and Jim Show podcast.
Woody and Jim in the morning.
Over the weekend, my grandson Ollie had his second birthday. He's already two. And it's pretty funny. You know, I was over at Jeff's house, and he's just watching all the pandemonium take place, as dads often do.
Yes.
And there were so many things that happened that reminded me of Jeff when he was a little kid. Because Charlie, who's going to be four in February.
Crazy.
So the birthday boy's older sister.
Yeah, is helping him unwrap everything. Also, she blew out the candles, and she confiscated pretty much every toy he opened, because that's what older siblings do. And you know, and at one time said, like, Ollie, you need to share. People are going, it's his birthday. He just opened it. Let him play with it for a nanosecond.
Yeah.
And he got like a, because he's really into tractors.
Right.
So
yeah.
He got this little, you know, like a Power Wheels type John Deere tractor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, she took the steering wheel and took off with it. But it reminded me when Jeff, like his younger brother, Alex, when they're like 4 years apart, and Alex was having like his second birthday, so Jeff would have been about six. And one of the things he opened, you know, Alex opened, was like somebody gave him like a color book that had a bunch of coloring pens in it.
Yeah.
And Jeff grabbed all the pens, and we said, those are Alex's. Give those back to him. And Jeff goes, Alex doesn't know how to have a pen. That was his justification for he might hurt himself with these pens. I'm confiscating them.
Yes. It's the only responsible thing for me to do is to take
is
away
to take
his birthday
everything.
Present. And so now his own children are doing the same little thing.
So the apple did not fall far from the tree.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the river.
Brought to you by Planet Fitness. You know, how many times around Halloween or even all the time would you put ketchup on your finger and hold it out to your little sister and go, ooh, it's blood. I know I did that all the time. Well,
not even at Halloween.
Heinz is embracing that theory.
Okay.
For limited time only, they're going to have some vampire-like packaging for their Heinz ketchup, and it'll be labeled tomato blood ketchup. They're giving away like 500 and something bottles this week on TikTok. All you have to do is do whatever you do on TikTok, but have a bottle of ketchup with you for a chance to win.
So do a little product placement.
Huh.
You can
yes.
win yourself more ketchup.
Yeah. You know, don't go too far because it's only ketchup. Savannah.
Well, according to the Tennessee Department of Health, 3,500 new cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday, with 240 of them in Davidson County. So there's Dr. William Schaffner. He's the professor of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt. And he said, and I quote, I'm sorry, but COVID is here to stay and it's not going to disappear. This is a marathon and we're going to be wearing masks for a while. So let's just make it the social norm. He said that people just seem to be so tired of coronavirus that they're putting aside all of the things that they're supposed to do.
Letting the guard down.
And we're heading back up to our peak numbers back in July because people aren't social distancing. They're not wearing masks. So everyone, please make sure that you're doing that. Like, everyone wants this to be over, but...
You know, we keep saying over and over, you may be done with it, but it's not done with you.
Exactly.
So, you know,
can't
just be safe.
Bored with it or just tired of it.
Yeah.
It's still here.
Right.
We need all of you. Dog costumes are a really big deal this year.
Mm-hmm.
People are buying more costumes for their dogs than ever. And here are the top five dog Halloween costumes that people are dressing up their pooches in. Number five, dinosaur dog.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like a little stegosaurus.
Yeah, it's cute.
Number four, Batman dog costume.
Yes.
Number three, Baby Yoda. Number two, the spider dog costume. Did you ever see that?
That one always freaks me out.
Oh, those scare me. And the number one needs to be seen because it's hilarious. But it's a Chucky doll costume. So it looks like your dog is Chucky with the red hair and everything and a knife in his hand.
Chasing you out where they put the, through the front paws and, you know, there's a little fake arm with a knife,
Oh, my God, you have to see this.
Yeah.
If you want to see it and all the other top dog costumes, like The River on Facebook or like 107.5 The River on Twitter.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River, our friends at NBC said, hey, why don't y'all give away $500? So we said, all right.
Yeah, we just are making you do a little thinking and deciding whether this is a quote from NBC's The Voice or from This Is Us.
All right. Matt is on the line. Are you ready to take a guess at this?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's hear the quote again.
Life feels like Pac-Man sometimes. It's the same game over and over again. Same board, same ghosts. Sometimes you get a bunch of cherries, but eventually, and inevitably, those ghosts catch up with you.
Okay, so Matt, is that a quote from The Voice or from This Is Us?
This Is Us.
You are correct, sir! Yeah, that was Randall.
Well done.
You got $500. Woo! Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you.
Got that courtesy of The Voice and This Is Us on NBC. News 4 Nashville. Catch an all-new episode of The Voice tonight at 7. And remember that tomorrow, after The Voice, is the two-hour season premiere of This Is Us, only on NBC. News 4 Nashville.
Very cool. And if you'd like to be like Matt and win $500, you can do that tomorrow at 7:40.
Yeah, we have a little twist on it, but the money stays the same.
All right.
It's going to pay off for you.
You hold on a second there, Matt. Congratulations.
Okay.
Tennessee Titans yesterday made a big comeback, but sadly not enough at the end.
We relied on our kicker to bail us out at the end of the game, who's had some troubles.
Yeah,
but then he's
saved a lot of games for us.
At the end of the game,
yeah.
An amazing comeback, looked like we were down and out, and then he missed the kick at the end that would have tied it. So we're a little sad today because we are no longer the undefeated Tennessee Titans.
Right.
They're 5-1.
I think you put it best earlier when you said it was a great come-from-behind loss.
Yes, an exciting come-from-behind loss.
It got really tight there at the end.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
The Titans did get fined $350,000, though, for breaking those COVID protocols that the NFL set up. So it's a kind of it's a double Monday.
We lost the game, but on the brighter side, we were fined over $250,000.
Listen, I feel like the fact that we had the kind of streak that we did is incredible.
Oh yeah, you're still way in it.
I mean,
we're an awesome team. We're still
especially
gonna
winning like right after everyone got sick.
Yeah,
we had the first game back.
We had one practice.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But also my other observation is like literally everyone is making fun of the Titans for the COVID outbreak. Like SNL mentioned it, Trevor Noah, like it's everywhere.
Yes. It is not something we're going to shake off too soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, unless some other teams do some stuff, which I'm kind of figuring it's probably going to happen. Like some other team's going to do something that's going to make everybody forget the Titans about this.
I guess last Thursday, the Vikings played the Eagles, and they lost. And then the quarterback for the Giants went out, with a couple other people to a nightclub or just hanging around with a bunch of people.
Oh,
so they're going to have to sit out for a little while. So, yeah, it's going to happen again. It's just we were the first.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, the thing is, the Titans are getting better and better.
They are.
And, yes, we've had a lot of magic that kind of ran out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But in that time, they keep getting better and better and better, where they won't need the magic when the right time comes. So I'm really optimistic.
And we're 5-1. I mean, we're still leading the division and doing well.
We're doing really well.
Yeah. Savannah's back. Got celebrity stuff.
Adele hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend. She told us in her monologue that her new album is not finished, and that's one of the reasons why she was not a musical guest, but specifically just a host.
Mm.
So that sucks.
Yeah, it's going to be a while.
It's going to be a while.
Most people who watch Saturday Night Live afterwards, that's what they say.
That sucks.
It
was a particularly unfunny episode. I felt bad for her being in it because I was excited to see her after her, 100 years of non-appearances.
Yes.
And boy, that was a terrible episode.
Did you see the skit, though, that was like a bunch of people from 2019 went to a psychic?
I did tell Woody that was the only slightly funny thing.
Yeah.
Where they predicted things from 2020 and they were like, what are you talking
about? That's insane.
No sense. Like, oh, I see you washing a bag of Doritos in the sink. And they're like, what? Why would I do that?
Stuff about Zoom and
Yeah.
There was a skit where Adele sang a little bit. So it wasn't like we didn't get to see any of her musical talent. It was basically like a bachelor setup. And every time like something happened, like a rose ceremony or whatever, it was an excuse for her to sing.
I've decided to give the first impression rose to Hannah C.
Wait, well, you're giving it to Hannah C.
I heard that you're settled down.
She sounds amazing. It just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Found a girl.
And basically, everyone was just mad that, the skit was her getting interrupted.
Adele,
nobody was happy.
They should have just interrupted the skit with more singing.
Right.
Adele.
It's like, this is what we wanted.
Sorry,
so Right. Be quiet. Yeah.
Stop stopping her from singing so you can bring us anti-comedy.
Yes, there you go. You said it well.
For the benefit of anyone who is laughing so much they might hurt themselves, watch this to stop laughing.
I will say also Adele did break a lot, which I thought was funny. I think that's one of the best things about SNL is seeing people like break character to laugh at themselves.
I
appreciated that.
But this year, that's all that's happening that's funny is people breaking, and then it's not funny anymore because it's not special.
Yeah. Come on, it was just SNL, be special.
It was terrible. There was like 5 minute jokes that were one joke over and over. Like the one where she was cracking up about come to South Africa.
Yeah.
It had one joke. The only funny thing was when she laughed because it sucked.
But she looked amazing and she sounded great and it was good to see her, but the album's not finished. Other thing I want to mention very quickly is that Hillary Duff is expecting a baby. I feel like she just had one. Her daughter Banks just celebrated her second birthday like this past weekend, but she shared a like boomerang video of herself with her husband Matthew and he's like rubbing her belly and she said, "We are growing, mostly me." So,
it's Lizzie McBaby.
Oh, congratulations to them. That's awesome. If you want more details on these stories, make sure you like The River on Facebook. You can check them out there.
All right, here's the story of a practical joke. They went a little too far. It was pretty funny, but not really for those involved. There was a guy named Lee who knew that his 38-year-old friend, Steven, was going on his very first date. First date, like a Tinder date or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Going to a steak restaurant. So Lee, the friend, quote-unquote friend, called the restaurant pretending to be Steven. And before the date, he set up a special dessert surprise. He had the server bring over a cake at the end of the meal that had "Will you marry me?" written on the plate in icing. Now, bear in mind, this is Steven and a first date.
So they have never met before.
They had never met before. They're sitting down, getting to know each other, eating a lovely steak meal.
And
then the cake comes over, says...
has no idea that the cake is coming
for her. No, because his friend set him up. To say, "Oh yes, this is Steven. I'll be in there later. Would you please, I'd like to, you know, ask this girl to marry me. Please put it in a cake with the icing."
Everybody's very excited at the restaurant. They're like, "Oh, it's going to be so sweet."
I guess the guy who set up the joke ended up paying for the meal. But the girl was not happy. So that was their first and only date.
I was just going to say,
sucks.
Was there a follow-up date?
I don't know if their friendship is over, but at least he didn't get the girl, that kind of thing. So,
right.
So any practical joke that you've been involved with that really wrong?
Went south.
But still is kind of funny.
You guys have got to have at least a couple.
This is a joke that Woody and I played on our good friend Dolewhite from 101.1 The Beat.
Oh, okay. You have my attention.
Okay. See, now...
He still is mad about this.
He's still mad about this. And this is years later because, you know, right now he's married to a lovely person and he has this incredible family. But back in the day, he was kind of a player, you know? And there was somebody here at work that was always trying to get him to settle down and find one person to, you know, make a life with. And so she was always trying to set him up.
Right. Like, "I got a girl for you."
Yeah. And he just couldn't stand it, right? He just hated it. It was uncomfortable. He had to come to work. He was just like, "I can't avoid her, but she's always trying to set me up." So one day, Woody and I, we got flowers from somebody.
It was like an endorsement thing.
Yeah,
said,
and it doesn't, yeah, we had flowers.
We had flowers.
We didn't know what to do with them. So we re-gifted them, and we put in the card... to Dolewhite, or to, excuse
to
me,
the girl who was
to the lady who was trying to set
him
up,
yes.
Saying, you know, "Hey, this is Dolewhite. I really appreciate you trying to find me the perfect girl. Don't stop."
And put the flowers on her desk with that note.
And then, so it only encouraged this woman to keep trying to set him up with dates she hated.
So she calls Dola and says, like, "Thank you so much.
I got your
flowers. I'm just doing what I can, and I think I want you to be happy, but I got your flowers." And Dola's going,
"What?
Oh, what?" And then all of a sudden he goes, "Woody and Jim did this." And yeah, he has a...
I'm still
every time, every time you bring him up, he's still mad about
it. I'm looking over my shoulder every day. I have somebody else start my car. It's that bad. He encouraged the woman to keep trying to find him dates that he couldn't couldn't stand.
I remember I went to high school in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yeah.
And my cousin Larry would come over to the house all the time. And if we happened to be eating, he would just pick stuff off people's plates and just start eating them.
Okay.
Like, not ask, just walk in and, like, grab things off your plate.
Just.
With his fingers.
Very presumptive that it was okay to do that.
And so one time my mother got, like, a cheese wheel as a gift. You know, it has all the little individual slices, you know, cheese from around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we found one of the cheeses, because usually cheese is good, but there was one cheese that just, it tasted like sewer.
Okay.
It was just terrible, awful.
Sure.
And so we thought, let's not, what do we want to do with this? And I said, let's cut it up and put it on a plate for when Larry comes over. So we put it on a plate and decorated with crackers like we'd all been snacking on it and put it in the middle of the table. So as soon as Larry walks in and goes, oh, geez, and grabs it and shoves it in his mouth and goes, what are you eating? That was kind of funny. And he stopped doing it after that. So there was a happy ending. We got to have our meals to ourselves.
The more you know. Yeah. It was a lesson for Larry.
It was a teachable moment.
Who names their kid Larry, by the way?
Only people who are mad at the children.
For a second there, I was like, you know, Larry kind of sounds like Harry, which usually short for Harold. I thought for a second, like, is Larry short for something?
For Larold?
For Larold.
Monday.
Everybody knows it's Larold.
Yes. Mr. Larold, the Wardlaw the Third.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
Okay, representing the ladies in the audience, you've heard all about her and her fabulous husband who works at Best Buy. It's Maddie for the ladies. Hello, Maddie.
Woo, good morning.
Good morning.
Good luck.
Hey, I'm away.
And for the guys, we have Sam in Brentwood. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Hi.
Pretty good.
Sam, we don't want to ignore you, but Maddie was just making a little dig at her husband about her being awake. I met him at Best Buy. He said, oh, my wife and I listened all the time. I said I always wanted to be on Gender Wars. And I said, well, you could. He goes, well, I don't get up that early anymore. But Maddie is awake.
So we play this game in honor of Brady, who's probably still asleep.
Yes.
Lazy bum. Lazy.
You already know.
Okay, let's do our get acquainted questions. And we'll start with you, Sam. Sam, what was it about, like, around Halloween time that just scared the creeps out of you, like, when you were a kid?
Always trying to watch a horror movie like The Shining and getting scared by somebody just walking in the room.
I know, yeah.
Yes, getting surprised by somebody sneaking up behind you. Yeah. What about you, Maddie? Something really scary around Halloween time from when you were a kid?
Well, not a lot actually scares me because my birthday is actually 6 days before Halloween, which was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you. There was this time when I was about six. We went trick-or-treating, me and my two older brothers, and we came upon this porch that had a coffin on it. We didn't think anything of it. And then all of a sudden, somebody jumped out of it, and we threw our candy buckets in the air, and we just ran. Like, we didn't even get any candy for that house.
Oh,
it was terrifying.
If only there was Ring video of that from back then.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, let's get the game going. You each have a screw you can use in the contest. If you don't know the answer and you don't think your opponent does either, you can use the screw to make them answer your question.
Here we go, Maddie. Multiple choice. In the Marvel movies, is MJ the name of Spider-Man, Ant-Man, or Hawkeye's girlfriend?
Spider-Man
is
correct.
Right. Good job. Good start.
Okay, Sam, on the Netflix series Schitt's Creek, does Moira Rose have a huge collection of shoes, wigs, or purses?
Purses?
No!
No.
Wigs.
Wigs, and they all have names.
Lots of wigs.
Okay, take a big lead here, Maddie. You go to the gym to work on your deltoids. Where on your body are your deltoid muscles?
Your shoulder?
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Barely beat the buzzer.
Good job.
Yep, you're right there. Okay,
oh,
it is 2-0. She's on the precipice of making her husband look so foolish for not waking up to play. But Sam, you have a chance here.
Okay, Sam, what fish is an ingredient of traditional Caesar salad?
It's the small ones.
Anchovies.
Anchovies
so
is what you're looking for.
It was so much on the tip of your tongue. But right. By a score of 2-0, there's no way Sam can come back. So, Maddie.
What?
You are the winner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you probably worked on your deltoid muscles by carrying your husband, you know, your lazy husband around.
Right.
Dang.
All right.
All right. Well, guess what? Tell your husband, Brady, that the two of you, unless you decide to take somebody else, are going to be going to Opryland, the Gaylord Opryland, new immersive pop-up exhibit for people who love Christmas movies. They actually have, like pop-ups of scenes from all your favorite Christmas movies that you can like check out, see, jump into for Instagram pictures and stuff like that.
Yeah, it'd be very cool.
It's going to be super cool.
Oh my gosh.
We'll be giving that away all this week long.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So crazy.
Sam, we invite you to play again sometime soon. Thanks for that. What did we do over the weekend, you guys? Savannah, you were out for a few days.
I did.
What'd you do with your vacation days?
I went to Savannah, Georgia, drove down there, went on a ghost hunt. That was
cool.
Super fun. And then yesterday was my dad's 60th birthday, and as you know, he's no longer with us. But me and my siblings and my mom, we all got together, and we had his favorite meal, spaghetti, which is just like so casual that it's like, really? When you get off the road, you just want to eat some spaghetti? But
yeah.
When you crave it, you crave it.
You just want that thing.
Yeah, so that was nice. Jim, how was your weekend?
It was, besides going to church and a quick trip to the grocery store, I only wore pajamas.
Oh, I love that.
It was a fantastic weekend.
Yeah. Sounds awesome. Yeah.
Watched maybe half of the Borat movie. Which is
Son Amazon Prime.
Yeah. God, it is so embarrassingly hilarious.
It is.
And it's so wrong. And then on the complete opposite side, like a very uplifting and amazing thing is on Netflix called My Octopus Teacher.
What is that about? I've seen it.
It is like consider it like a nature film.
Yeah.
But it's about a nature photographer that kind of was like burnt out and kind of like had kind of a nervous breakdown, but he lived next to the ocean. That was where he grew up. And so every day for a year, he went scuba diving to the same spot, and he kind of made friends with an octopus.
Oh, that sounds cool. And I like that.
It was incredible.
Cool.
So cool. I highly recommend. What did you do?
I actually watched the Borat movie in its entirety. And it gets very uncomfortable at the end.
You know, we had to stop for a reason, but I don't know if I could have made it in one sitting. I was just, oh my God, I was uncomfortable.
There's a part with Rudy Giuliani at the end that it's really him, and he don't look good.
It does not.
It does not paint him in a good light.
Okay.
That's going on. Also, it was my son Alex's birthday, so I was chatting with him on the phone.
Cool.
He sent his hockey skates to me.
From Italy, where he's stationed in the Navy.
Yeah, and he asked me to go have them sharpened. So I said, I'll go when I get a chance. And it was also my grandson Oliver's second birthday. And that was kind of cool. We had a big old party for him.
The twos.
Yeah. And Charlie, who is almost four, is like, you know, when you're that age, you want all the presents, even if they're not for you.
Big sister figures, hey, man, come on, he's too little to enjoy this. Let me just get in on this action.
Plus, my dog, Sheldon, he had to get a haircut. He had grown out his, you know, his quarantine look. And so, he had to get shaved pretty much down. Almost as much as my haircut was.
Oh, my God. Did you make him look like a Nazi?
No. No, he looks like a Chihuahua now.
Oh, okay.
I got him a lovely Christmas sweater, so it all works out.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Here's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River. Dogs make everyone happy. Everything is better with dogs.
Except if you are afraid of dogs.
It's true. Yeah. There's the National Humane Association is a no-kill shelter. You know, they'll keep dogs as long as possible until they get adopted.
Yeah.
Sadly, a lot of shelters around the country are not like that.
Yeah.
You know, that after they keep the dog long enough and it's not adopted, then they sadly put it down. There's a group called Pilots and Paws, where private pilots With time on their hands, will fly dogs all around the country to foster homes or new homes from some of the kill shelters. There was a guy in Chicago who had a restaurant. He had to close it down because of COVID-19, and he says he flies dogs from Chicago to Ohio, other places like that, to find them their forever homes. And he says it's a great way to forget about all the stressful stuff that's going on in the world by something doing, you know, saving a dog's life and doing something like that.
Exactly.
So cool.
That's very cool.
They have done that a lot. I don't know if it's the same organization, but here in Nashville, they will get a plane with dogs from like a place with a natural disaster.
Right. Yeah. They've had a lot of dogs in the Humane Association from like Louisiana and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
That is awesome.
Adopt. Don't shop.
Yeah.
It'll make your life better with a dog. Unless, of course, as Jim said, you're afraid of them. But then just give them the house and you go sleep outside.
That's right.
Jimmy, you said there's a warning about something that I didn't think we needed a warning about.
Well, it's actually, it's a reverse warning.
Okay.
Okay, it's something you don't have to be worried about.
Okay.
Okay? Now, many of you may see this as, well, who the heck is doing this?
That was my reaction.
But this is happening in my house.
Uh-huh.
So, according to an article in the Washington Post, experts on coronavirus transmission say, you don't have to wipe down your groceries. You can focus on the bigger risks.
So people were washing their groceries, or still are, obviously.
They are washing
sanitizing them and stuff.
Their groceries.
Yeah. Well, I can understand like washing fruits and vegetables before you use them.
As we always have.
Yeah, yeah.
Get rid of chemicals and stuff. But no, my son, who is very concerned about, you know, staying healthy, which is a good thing.
Yes.
But he gets some of his own groceries and he has them like brought out to the car so it doesn't go into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he gets home, it's like about a 3-hour process for him to like wash everything. Now I'm talking holding a loaf of bread in the plastic bag that it came in the sink, and then with a soapy, sponge, scrubbing down the outside of the bread without trying to crush it. And, you know, maybe a can of peas would be the same thing.
So you wash the actual outside of the can of peas.
Yes. But
I didn't know people did that.
People are doing that.
I know lots of people who have been doing that.
Do you too?
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I live in squalor, so I don't wash anything. But...
Okay.
You'll see my episode of Hoarders is coming up Thursday.
Right?
The people that study viruses and how they spread, they say they do not wash their groceries. They said just like focus on the other ways that they've been telling you, which is like wash your hands really good, separate a few feet from people, and wear a mask. All those simple things. Washing your groceries is probably one of the last ways you'd get
pretty far down on the list. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I'm just picturing taking like an unopened bag of Doritos and washing the outside.
Well, I honestly, I remember just a few days ago, it was the first time I saw it firsthand.
Uh-huh.
And I walked into the kitchen and I had like, I don't know, a bottle of Pepsi in my hand. And I'm like drinking it. And then I like stop sipping. And I'm like, okay. Am I drunk or something? Nope, it's just Pepsi.
It's just Pepsi.
Because I think my son is just washing a loaf of bread. And he was.
Did he turn to you and say, Dad, have you washed your Pepsi?
No, and that's the weird thing is like 90% of what's in the pantry, we bought and didn't wash.
Yeah.
We make the dinners that he eats.
Hmm.
I don't know, it's just...
Does he keep the stuff he buys separate?
No, it's in the pantry next to our stuff.
He doesn't have like a special bedroom stash of
his
pre-washed Doritos.
There's no like, panic room, tornado shelter, survivalist basement where he keeps all his stuff. So
I guess experts say you don't have to worry about that, but keep doing it because it looks ridiculous.
I just feel bad because it took like 3 hours.
Yeah.
To do like just a few bags of groceries.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that sucks.
Hmm.
But I may send this along to him and then say, you might want to rethink washing the groceries.
Don't be scared of your groceries. Be scared of literally everything else.
True. Yes. When there's so many other better things to be scared about.
Like getting gas.
Murder hornets.
Send him a text about it, and you know, after he washes his phone, he'll read it.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the River.
Brought to you by Planet Fitness. There's a software engineer who really loves the ice cream at McDonald's. But sadly, we all know that a lot of times the ice cream machine is broken at
it's
McDonald's.
Down.
He has created a website called McBroken.com. It tracks all the U.S. locations of McDonald's and tells you which ones are currently serving ice cream and which ones have their machine broken. At the current time, it's a zoomable map that has locations in green if they're work, red if their ice cream is down.
Uh-huh.
About 9% of all McDonald's across the country right now are down.
Wow.
So... He's devoted his life to that.
Somebody had to, right?
It's true. Savannah.
Well, NASA is supposed to announce a new discovery about the moon today at around 11 a.m., so just a couple hours from now. I guess their Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy found something.
Hmm.
What do you think it is?
Water?
Okay.
A Dollar General?
They're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Part of me wonders if it's going to be something related to, like, the fact that they just, like, they're planning to set up, what, like a 4G network?
Yeah, yeah. So
for
we can
cell phone service up there? I don't know.
So we can still play Candy Crush. We're on the moon.
I still can't get coverage a quarter mile from my house.
Right? Yet,
but they're going to put it on the moon.
Yeah, at least there's that. Jim, what do you have?
There's a little boy named Archie from DeKalb County who is 1 year old. Just 1 year old. And he is a top 10 finalist in the National Mullet Championship.
Really? Archie, something to be proud of.
Archie has an incredible mullet. And he is up against kids up to age 14 who've had 14 years to grow their mullet. He's only had one, but he is awesome. And apparently the votes have been closed for the National Mullet Championship. And we'll find out later this week if Archie goes from top 10 finalist to National Mullet Champion. But if you want to see a picture of Archie, you can just follow the Woody and Jim Show Instagram. And he's in our story. And you'll say, that is one fine mullet.
A lot of people have been growing very impressive pandemic mullets.
Yeah.
The quarantine mullet.
Is it a pandemic thing? I don't know. It's the only part about it that I love. Woody and Jim in the morning. 107.5.